Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. And joining me today, two great professionals, two people with not a blot on their reputation scan or whatever. I don't know how you say it. But anyway, Dr. Sherry Keffer is here.
Thanks to the blood of Christ, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I just did get
Chris Williams.
I got a background check to coach Little League baseball.
How'd it come out?
It came out stellar. There was no black marks. I have not been arrested for a felony.
Well,
at
that's
least not
good
to my knowledge,
to
nor
know.
The background check.
You know, I was in Texas. I've told this before, but I was on trial for killing. Did you know that?
Okay. I don't know about you, Steve. I always step into the snare where I believe you, and then there's a
Listen,
great joke. But no, seriously?
There, I was in a jury trial where I could have been found guilty for killing. And what it was, in this particular county, Calvert County, if you pled innocent to the game warden's charge of killing ducks after hours, you had to have a jury trial. So my
wow.
friends and I, there were five of us, the game warden gave us a ticket for shooting ducks after hours, and we didn't. And we didn't do it. So we pled innocent, and they said, okay, you have to have a jury trial. So we get up there and we have this jury trial for killing ducks. So I just say killing, you know. And I get
then
confused.
Walks in a duck and sits in the stand, you know, sits in the seat. No.
Right. And so this prosecuting attorney from this little county, he gets me confused about the time. And but anyway, after it's over, this guy with overalls comes up and says, young man, you got a little confused up there, didn't you? I go, yeah, I've never done this before. That was scary. He said, well, we found you innocent because we don't like that game warden one bit. That background check, it might come up. Found innocent.
Found innocent.
Oh, my goodness.
And in parentheses, ducks.
Ducks, yes. Yeah.
Growing up in Texas was quite fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. Anyway, if you're not having any fun, we got a phone number for you. It's 1-800-229-3000 to get on the radio. Or you call for help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And so many people have called that number. It's a number nobody wants to have to call, but if you need it, oh my goodness, it can be the beginning of a whole new life. We would love that for you. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And all month we've been talking about Dave Stoops' book that helps you transform your life, change your thoughts, change your life. That's it right there. That's simple. Pretty hard to do, though. He gives you the path and the process to change those thoughts. I am going to go right to the phones right now. I'm not going to wait. Going to go to Lorena from Raleigh, North Carolina. She listens online. Lorena, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to ask you, with your experience, you know, is there an appropriate age for a difference of age in a relationship? Like, is there anything prohibited by the Bible to date someone that is way older than you?
I think more importantly, there are some practical things to consider. But how old are you, and how old is the person you're talking about?
I'm 35, and he's 65. Mm-hmm. He's a widow, and I'm divorced. You guys helped me so much through my divorce. He was diagnosed bipolar, and it was a very abusive relationship, very, very chaotic. I believe I've been healed, I've been restored, and I praise God for good counseling, for you guys, for example.
Hold on. We're going to get to you right after this. We want to hear all about this. Give you some good advice, I think. I think we've got a good perspective on it. I hope so. We'll be back. New Life Live right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelly Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelly's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. And we are talking with Lorena, dating a man. We helped her through the divorce. She said, why did you get a divorce, Lorena?
Well, he divorced me. Like I said, he was diagnosed bipolar. Yeah. And he got into pornography and sexual immorality, and he had left 2 years before, and coming in, going out, and, you know, it was just such a chaos. And he finally, I went to therapy, I seeked counseling like you guys helped me through, and then he finally decided to divorce me. And I fought, I think it was a spiritual battle, but at the end, I was not well. I was in such a depression and all. So like I told him, because
Lorena,
I believe in marriage, I believe in family. Yes?
Lorena. Okay, going to go to this situation here because we want to help you.
Yes.
But I'm going to turn it over to Sherry first, but I'm going to ask you this question before I do. Of all the people in the whole world, why a man that is 30 years older than you?
I'd like to have an answer. Like, we only, like, he had asked me to go out, you know, just to, you know, to get some company and, you know, just some coffee. And since day one, he's such a charming man, you know. I think he's just awesome. And I really liked him. His spirit
has he been married?
And always so.
Has he been married?
Yeah, he's a widow.
Oh, he's a widow. Okay. All right. Sherry, you take it from here.
And how long have you been divorced, Lorena?
1 year.
Okay. And when did you meet him?
Like 7 years ago.
Oh.
At church, yes.
So you've known him for a while.
Yes. Since I met him, I always thought, wow, this is a very nice man. And, of course, he was married, and me too. I never thought of anything, you know?
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask kind of an might feel obvious. Maybe a lot of people are even thinking it. I know I'm thinking it. Maybe, Chris, you've thought it, and Steve as well. But so tell me about your dad.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so my dad and my mom, they've been married for 40 years. My dad was like my first love, you know, and he's always been very caring and respectful and all. And I thought about that too, of course, way in the beginning. I don't know what to say about my dad. He's just awesome. Yeah, he's a good man.
Well, the reason I'm wondering, if you had a really good relationship with your dad, and he's a good man, and you've just gone through a horrific divorce, right? And you were married how long?
15 years.
Okay. So you were married 15 years, and you were in a really tough marriage. Bipolar and, you know, sex addiction and all that is really tough to be in that. And I imagine at church, as you looked across and saw this gentleman who seemed like such a good, stable guy. He may even remind you in some way of your dad, just kind of a steady Freddy, very trustworthy. I imagine you could look across your congregation and go, gosh, that's a great guy. So now all of a sudden you get out of your great man. Now you get out of your bad marriage and your heart is going back to a gentleman that you saw in your congregation that you admired, maybe from afar, maybe knew him a little bit. You've known him 7 years. But do you think you might? Because coming out of a marriage, 15 years, a bad marriage, and I want to say rebounding because I'm going to use that word and it might hurt. But rebounding into another relationship within the year is very quick. And I'm wondering if you're looking more for a safe base, a home base, someone who is calm, rather than someone who can be a life companion who's in a similar stage of life. Because
yes.
10 years from now, it's going to look very different than it looks today.
Yeah, 45 and 75 are different.
35. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I would say, Lorena, it sounds to me, because my red flags went up. I mean, I was actually concerned internally when I heard you say the word charming. He's charming. Well, we work with a lot of dangerous guys who are very, very charming. Please hear me say this. I'm not saying this guy is dangerous. What I am saying is you don't know him. If you're
you are saying exactly what I've been thinking about, you know, that, and it just comes to my mind because, you know what, when I first met my husband, he was the most charming man. And
yes.
Everyone who knew him would know and think he's a charming man. Now, what I do like from my dad is his personality, his trait, you know, how he is.
Okay, let me jump in, Lorena. When you're in a relationship that has been as painful as the one you've been in your marriage, is you really learn what you don't like. You learn what you don't want to be a part of. But there is a critical, critical piece missing, and that is what you do like. What makes a relationship? What makes a person? And how do I learn to be attracted to the right things, to the right characteristics? Because I'm not talking about personality. I'm talking about character. And character is what will sustain a marriage over a long period of time. It's what allows us to safely connect to another person.
And let me jump in, too. When I was in your situation, you know, John Townsend and Henry Cloud, we were doing radio every day, and they really loved me and they cared about me. And they said, Steve, we know what you've been through. And you might, because just like what Chris is saying here, you might know what you don't want, but you really don't know what you want or need or what would be good for you. So we want you to agree to date 20 people. Commit to us. You will be with 20 different personalities, different people, before you settle down or believe that you have found the person to spend the rest of your life with. And so I did that. And as a result of that, I have not doubted whether or not I'm married to the right person. And we, you know, just from our perspective, see, we were in the same stage of life. She had been in a very hurtful marriage, and we both had children, and we both wanted children, and we both listened to New Life Live. I through headphones, her through the radio. We had the same vocabulary of recovery. And so, but we were in the same stage. But it can be very dangerous for you to be attracted this early, not go out with anybody else, and you wake up married and realize, whoa, this guy's going to die. Yeah. I'm going to spend, you know, 40, 50 years without this guy. It could be. You just don't. And, of course, it's the same with everybody, but the odds are against you there. So I would just say this, whether he is the right guy or not, you need to date a lot of people. Now, some people say Mary might have been around 13 or 14, and Joseph, 30, who knows? He was an older guy. I don't think you see some kind of prohibition in the Bible, but you need to look at practicality also. Anything else you guys want to add to this before we move on? I'm really glad she called.
Yeah, and I would just say, Lorena, spend some time getting to know you. You know, you need some recovery time. You've mentioned that you've been in therapy. You know, stay on that path.
And more than anything, you need female friends that help you figure out if this is the real deal or not and what the problems are.
Well, you know, Ed and I had a friend at one point that married some decades, you know, between them. And it got to a point where, and it was a father wound for her. Different, you know, than this situation. Yeah. This is a father admiration. But it got to a point where she was struggling to have sex. Mm-hmm. And that's an important part of marriage, yeah. Right? You can't, sometimes people get in for one feeling and then end up going, oh, this doesn't really feel right. So just, you got to be careful when you make these choices for life partners because you're going to be together, right, for a very long time.
Sherry, and it's great you bring that up because if you're a Christian, you're not being sexual, and sometimes you can think, oh, that'll just all work out. And in situations like this, there can be some problems that you can work out, but you need to look at it and be realistic about the whole thing that's there. All right, let's go to Liz. Liz is calling. She listens on Sirius XM. Glad that she does. Hi, Liz. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. I love your show. God bless you. I listen
Thank
all
you.
The time. Thank you. And you're welcome. And the question I have today is how to deal with my husband's family who does not like me. And I'm not putting anybody down, but unfortunately I'm dealing with alcoholic, narcissist family. And how to deal with them. They've caused me and my husband nothing but heartache and grief for the past 20 years since I've been married to my husband. I have a 25-year-old daughter. She's going to college right now. God bless her. But when she was a baby, they caused us a lot of trouble for no reason. They still cause us a lot of trouble. I know what you're going to say. Have I been to the police? Have I been everywhere? Yes. And unfortunately, his sister's husband's brother has connections with the police. So we have done everything. I'm trying to get a lawyer.
The police. Now, what are they doing? What are they doing that would warrant the police being involved?
Okay. In the past, where we lived, they would just harass us constantly. They're still trying to harass us. Where I had to get my phone changed a couple of days ago.
Goodness.
I had a published phone number.
Wow.
Just things like that. We don't have any property. We don't have any money. I've tried to be nice to these people. I've tried to be civil. They live out in North Carolina. Around 7 or 8 years ago, we went down there to try to talk to them, but it just doesn't work. It's verbal abuse. It's always fighting.
Okay.
I was very nice to these people. They don't like me for some reason.
Well, let's let Chris get started here in helping you. What to do about people? They don't live near you, and I hope you're not going to see them. But Chris, what are your thoughts here?
Liz, I'm honestly confused. And so here's my confusion. They live in North Carolina. You live in New York.
Right, yes.
You said they're alcoholic, narcissistic, and even harassing to the point that you have needed to call the police. Or get the police involved.
Yeah,
and I don't know what their involvement with the police. It doesn't make sense because again, they're in North Carolina. I'm like, why in the world, Liz? Can you tell me that you're even engaging with these people? Why would you pick up a phone call?
No,
why would you
I'm
respond?
Not, I'm not. It's look, okay. My husband's sister's husband's brother lives out on Long Island, New York. That's not that far from us.
Oh, okay, so hold on.
Right. Go ahead.
I don't need to worry about the connection to the police. Why are you engaging with these people? What's inside of you that's allowing
you? I'm not. I tried to be nice to them and it didn't work. I'm doing no contact, me and my husband.
Oh, okay.
So what's the problem now if you're not having contact?
Well, what the problem is now is that they still try to reach out to us in negative ways.
Give me one negative way in which they reach out to you.
They were calling us constantly where I had to get my number changed.
Okay.
Writing us letters.
Okay, you don't have to respond to any of it.
You don't have to open the letter.
This
change the phone.
Yeah, this is kind of a crass way to put it, but you know how you stop you get a dog to stop begging at the table?
Uh-huh.
You stop feeding it.
Right.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
See, when you go to the lawyer, you instigate war again. You instigate a fight again. What Chris is trying to say is stop it. Stop. Don't open the letters. Throw them away. Now that you've got a new phone, don't pick it up. If they get this phone number,
right, that's true.
Don't pick it up. Just let it go into voicemail. Block them. Done. Stick a fork in it. This is not a safe couple.
A lot of us need to resign from certain associations we're in. And unhealthy people, they know how to hook us. It's amazing. They know what to say. They know what to do. Now, unlearn the things that they learned about you, and don't let them have a piece of real estate in your brain. You change your number, and you don't give it to anybody. You don't open their mail. You put return to sender on it, so they know you don't even look at it. Takes a little restraint, but it changes everything.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And anybody wanting Club New Life, we want you. $30 a month, that's what you pay. And then you get access to our video library, discounts at workshops, at our resources, a lot of benefits. And every time somebody's life is transformed, you're part of it, because you helped us reach that person. Very fulfilling. Hear a lot of people talk about their life and how much better it is once they started becoming a member of the club. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll send you four videos that Mylon and Kay did. They're great. Our way of saying thanks. Parenting your adult kids, anger and the love styles, talking to your kids about sex, 12 questions that will change any relationship. They're amazing. And plus, the video library, I did the 300th video the other day. All of that, our way of saying thank you for being part of the club that keeps us on the air and helping others. All right, let's talk with Brent from Point Loma. He listens on Facebook, it says. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
You guys are a blessing, so thank you.
Thank you. How's your life going?
And my question is, how would you recommend dealing with a situation where I'm super ambitious, and there are many times that God is giving me green lights and there's a lot of progress, and then there's times where there's more of like yellow lights and red lights, and I feel like he's telling me to slow down, but it's a struggle and it's hard.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a kind of a broad question here. From growing up through the adolescent years, young adult years, what would you say is your biggest fear?
Loss, losing people, losing friends.
Okay.
Maybe losing things.
Why would that be such a big fear for you?
Things like necessities, like even food.
Yeah. Why would that be such a big fear for you?
Because I've been through that. I've been through it,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard.
As a child?
Yes, as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Give us a little piece of what happened.
Well, okay, so through the age of 13, 14, I pretty much was in a fairly stable family. My parents didn't talk much, but their behavior was stable. And so at the age of 14, after I had received Christ, they decided that they weren't going to go in that direction. So they split up, and everything got real crazy after that. Mm. My dad started dealing drugs and basically had a party house. And then my mom started living in her car and using heroin. And so everything really just kind of crashed. And, of course, I became addicted myself. So from the ages of 14 to 18, I was pretty much a full-blown drug addict as well.
Hmm.
But there wasn't a lot of stability after that. Hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That just hurts to hear. My heart, Brent, to just imagine a little guy where his whole world fell apart and everybody went into chaos and drugs, and there was no safe place for you.
No safe place.
And Brent, when that happened, man, there's something that is really insidious that set in upon you. Is that when your life and your family and even yourself went out of control, you began to believe something about yourself. You have an I am statement that you're trying to out-achieve, and you know you will never be able to do that. What is your I am? What does that 14 and 15-year-old kid believe about himself? I am what?
I'm not worthy. I'm not worth it. Not good enough.
You see, that voice inside of you doesn't, excuse my expression, but it doesn't shut up. It speaks at you, talks with you. And so when you're not doing and achieving, if you're not running and being ambitious, and you have to sit and settle, those voices get loud.
The voice,
yeah.
The fear of loss and the voices that come with it can sound like the voice of the Lord. We can get confused. Is this the Lord, or is this me really hearing some of the voices in my head because of the loss? And our lives become very, very fulfilling and rich when we're not doing things out of a fear of loss, but of a love of our Lord and a love of other people. The love, you can replace the fear motive with love for God and others. And you can do things that are fulfilling and successful, and they will fill you up. They will provide something. But the way you're going now, I doubt, as Chris is saying, it would ever be enough. We'll talk to you some more about this right after this. I'm really glad that you called.
Okay.
So a lot of us, okay, we have motivations that we're not familiar with because they're hidden just beneath the surface. They're dark, they're deep. Once we discover them, we reflect on them, everything starts to change.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Brent. Boy, is this ever an example of the reality of life. Chris, Sherry, what do you think? We'll just finish up here with Brent. Got some words for you, Brent.
Yeah, Brent, just to also talk about the love that restores. And as Steve was saying, yes, you know, the greatest commandment has this unbelievable healing component to it. And that's loving God and loving others. But it also says as yourself. So I want you to be able to get into the help to restore that young kid, that teenage kid that is hurt and brokenhearted and shame ridden, and help rescue him. Get into some counseling that really helps you dive deep into that place and get the healing that you need to love thyself in this process.
Sherry?
And hey, Brent, you know what? I want to speak to that 13-year-old inside of you that is still somewhat trembling in fear. And it's that little 13-year-old, little guy inside of you that his whole world spiraled out of control. And this is what I want to say, because I imagine this is what the Lord might want to say to you. He'd say, Brent, I got you, buddy. I got you. I'm here. I'm holding you. I have got you. And that comes out of a verse that is in Psalms 33. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the bottom has fallen out in my life a couple times where everything has gone away. And this particular verse, it's 33:18, it says, but the eyes of the Lord, the one that says, Brent, to that 13-year-old, I've got you, are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. And do you know how many times I have put a date next to that verse and I've had to take God at his word? Because I had a little girl inside too that was very afraid that the bottom would fall out. And she kept me very driven for a long time. But knowing who God is, knowing the truth, and doing the work that Chris just invited you into is how you're going to come to find that, you know what? You're okay. Mm-hmm. Just as you are.
Well, I'm hoping, Brent, that we can get you to one of our New Life Weekends, Finding Freedom. We'll help you with this. And I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that'll be a blessing to you. So glad you called. You know, Sherry, one of the things that I think God might also say is, hey, buddy, you made it.
Yeah.
We got here.
Yep.
We survived.
Yep.
And now I want to take that little guy that survived, and I want to do something pretty spectacular with it. And it's going to be so much easier than what you've been through, and the results are going to be so much more fulfilling. That's what I think maybe the Lord would say. And we often think God would say the opposite of what maybe he really would. And I've heard it said where you might think God would say, well, you couldn't even give me 10 minutes of devotional time? And what Jesus might actually say is, hey, you know that time we spent together there in December? That was sweet. Thank you for that.
Well, and you know what, Steve? His story is so profound, and for this one reason. Here his whole family goes into chaos and darkness, and guess what? He came into his life right at that juncture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people,
lose his faith.
It's like I saw this picture of their whole family just going down into this sludge, but it's like God jumped in and grabbed him and held on.
Mm-hmm.
In the darkness, he was holding on to Brent, and he's still there.
And he's staying with the light. He's staying with the light. It's incredible.
Yeah, what a story.
And he called us. I
yep.
love that. And, you know, if you're struggling like this, there's no need to struggle alone. God really doesn't want you to be burdened like this. He's for you, not against you. And the shame in your heart is going to go away when you connect with the eradicator of that shame. And so that's what we want to see happen here. And then you can get the kind of help that you need and be free and strong. And who knows what God is going to do with you. Let's go to Christopher, Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA is the station. Hey, Christopher, how are you?
I'm doing good today. God is good, so I am good.
Well, I just talked to a trucker the other night who said he was going through Louisville, turned on radio, and there we were. So how could we help you, or did you have something you wanted to say, Christopher?
Well, I have a testimony I want to share with you. And I'll try to keep it as brief as I can, but it's a long one. I'll try to keep it brief. So I grew up severely abused and ended up in foster care. At the age of 22, I went in the military in 2000. And, of course, 9/11 happened not long after that, and I got deployed several times. On that last deployment, I came back broken. I was diagnosed with severe PTSD, clinical depression, and generalized anxiety disorder. For over a decade, I lived that.
Mm.
I just became my diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I isolated from the world. I isolated from my wife. I wasn't living. I was just going day by day. In 2012, I gave my life to Christ.
Wonderful.
Little by little, I did get better, but PTSD is not something that goes away. It gets better, but it doesn't go away. September of this last year, I was in the process of moving. God woke me up 6:30 in the morning from a dead sleep, and I heard the resounding voice of God. And in that moment, he took my pain. He healed my brokenness. I have no more flashbacks,
Wonder.
No more nightmares, no more emotional numbness.
Nice.
No more anxiety, no more depression, no more pain. Things that I endured that I could not speak about without having nightmares, I can freely speak about because our God, Jesus Christ, the great physician, came down that day and he healed me.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you this, Christopher. So after that happened, did you get involved with a church or a ministry? What's happened since that time that has helped you to grow and mature?
Well, I am involved with a great church down here. It's actually in Clarksville, Indiana, across the river from Louisville. It's an amazing spirit-filled church. We have an amazing pastor.
How long have you been going to that church? How long have you been going there?
That is Return Church.
How long have you been going there?
I've been going there since about November.
Just since November, huh?
Just since going to this particular church, yes.
Okay.
God,
but you got involved in
this testimony with them.
Yeah. So, did you get involved with the church right after you had that healing experience?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was shopping around. I was going to churches. I was trying to find where I belonged, and God led me there.
Yeah. Great. That's really good. So what would you say to somebody that is struggling, maybe like you were struggling? What would you say to them to give them hope today?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. I think that what has truly helped me, and all these are biblical principles, you find this right here and right there in the gospel. Learn to forgive, to let go of your grudges.
Mm-hmm.
Anger leads to depression.
Yeah.
Learn to thank God for all in your life, including the small things. That is where you find him, is in the small things.
Sure.
That's where you will find God. To seek after his will, not our own. Seek after God's will.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling to encourage other folks like this. And, you know, sometimes we want to experience that healing. But don't wait for the healing. You do what you can do and then watch what God can do that just might be beyond us. Thanks. I'm going to send you a restoration Bible, Christopher. It's really got a great plan of restoration in it. Imelda, Atlanta, Georgia. Also listen, Sirius XM. How you doing?
Hello.
You doing okay?
My question to you is, I've been married for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're both on our second marriage. And the last 5 years have been pretty hard. Our marriage has become somewhat distant. We don't really communicate. And being with one another has been somewhat hard, mainly on me, because I noticed that he kind of goes into these times where he's like disconnected from me.
Hold on, we'll talk about it right after this.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special. and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And, you know, we love it when people are healed, but no one's ever delivered into character. You want to be sure you get right on track and get your act together there. We're talking to Imelda, Atlanta, Georgia, Sirius XM. Imelda?
Yes.
Okay. So let's hear about the situation here. Talk to us.
So it's for... Hello?
It's hard. He's not connecting with you. He's distant.
Yes.
You're not communicating, you said.
So, no. Imelda, what is he connecting into? Because when someone disconnects, this is what I have observed over time and, you know, in my own life and others that I've known. When someone is disconnected from us, they're connecting into something outside of us. What do you think that might be?
What I see is that he's very connected into work. He's connected into his colleagues, you know, even though he verbally says that they're not his friends, but, you know, he's constantly texting or they're, you know, calling him, you know, and he tells me, like, he doesn't discuss personal issues. But, you know, whether or not that's true, I don't really know.
So what I hear, he's telling you, he's on his phone a lot, and he's having these conversations and texting quite a bit.
And these aren't just male coworkers. Is that what you're saying?
As far as I know, yes. We don't really talk about, you know, like female coworkers. As far as I know, it's just male coworkers.
Uh-huh. Do you believe that?
Yes and no.
Okay, so tell me about the no.
Because we've had other issues in our marriage before where I've questioned his loyalty, where I've questioned his faithfulness to me.
Oh, and what made you question that? Yeah, what made you question that? What was the discovery?
The discovery is that, you know, other women that he's worked with, you know, would at times harass by, you know, like calling our home, hanging up, you know, whenever he would leave, you know, they would follow suit. You know, it got to a point at one time where I had to get a restraining order against one of them because, you know, she was doing all of these things. And, of course, when I asked him, you know, why is she like that? You know, he said, I don't know. You know.
So you
so
know
he's
what?
Unfaithful to you. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Excuse me?
So you know what, Imelda? Guess what? What would happen if you trusted your gut? What if I was to tell you I think he is connecting with people outside of your marriage? And these are not work calls. What if I were to tell you that?
I would say that that's probably true.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't even like to use the word intimate,
when it comes to being wife and man in our bedroom, because it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah. So these are some of the common symptoms that women begin to notice when their husbands are involved in relationships outside of their marriage. They notice how much time they spend on the phone. There's women that call them, and it seems like out of the blue, they're harassing them. But you know what? These are women who are disgruntled because husbands have been out there spending time with them, taking them to dinner, talking to them, and all of a sudden, they drop out, and these women get mad. And so,
because he moved on to somebody else. See, he's not just betraying you, but he's betraying the women that he's betraying you with, and they're upset. Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If it was something different, they'd be going to human resources and talking. If it was something work-related, they'd be dealing with it that way. I'm so sorry for what we're having to talk to you about. But this is how things get better, is when we start to deal with the reality that is so, so very sad. That's when it starts.
And for me, that's the thing that I've always wanted to be open with him, you know, by always asking him questions, you know, and then I noticed that he becomes defensive.
Of course. You know,
right. Let's give her some help of what she needs to do.
So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to find a safe place where you can get validated for what you're discovering, mm-hmm. what you're noticing, just like we're doing that with you. Because just what Steve said, getting into reality, it's like waking you up to the fact that your husband's most likely having an affair or affairs are involved with other women. That is hard mm-hmm. enough to hear in of itself. But talking to him, asking him questions when somebody is deceiving you and lying to you is not how it goes away.
No.
How it goes mm-hmm. away is by you getting validated and getting support by somebody, a counselor, mm-hmm. and then beginning to confront the bad behaviors that are being hidden from you.
Mm-hmm. And we're so sorry, but I'll tell you, the greatest thing you can do is to know reality and then find the courage with other people to deal with that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in some level, some really great level of being able to control the future or predict the future versus at the mercy of a man who cannot or won't tell you the truth. Glad that you called. I'm going to send you.
Can I send her my book, Steve? So,
yes.
Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, because
absolutely.
I think there's some intimate deception that's going mm-hmm. on, and she
no
needs
question.
Some help.
No question. So we'll send that. We'll send Take Your Life Back, and also a great book, Surviving an Affair. We don't have that book, but you can get that also. Intimate Deception. See, it's so common. Did you see the Barna report? 79% of men 18 to 30 are looking at porn at least once a month. A lot of those guys, they're married. I think it probably increases after that. It's an epidemic. And if you've been betrayed through pornography, affairs, strip joints, massage parlors, prostitutes, whatever, Sherry's book is really going to help you. Intimate Deception. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could help us. You could help us a lot by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Become a one-time giver. We'll send you Dave's book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Or join Club New Life. We'll send you these four great videos by Milo and Kay Yurkovich. They're powerful. Raising adult kids, teaching your kids about sex, 12 questions, any relationship changes, and the anger that's in the love styles, how that works together. That's our way of saying thank you. We have so many great things, and you know, guys, sexual integrity, top of the list. San Jose, February the 8th, we're there. March the 8th in Dallas, April the 5th in Philadelphia. And this Marriage Intimacy Intensive, 2 weeks away. And I'll tell you, if I knew of anything that would help you more, I would tell you right now. I'd say, go to do that. You just do it. But this is the one that changes so much. February 15th in Orange County. And then Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart, March 1. And then again, we do the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, May the 3rd. It's going to be powerful in Orange County. Well, we love you. I love Sherry and Chris. I appreciate you guys. And if you need some help, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really, really do want to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.